Hey guys, welcome to Call My Lawyer. December 3rd, 2009, the night it all started. We've all seen reality TV, right? Road Rules, Real World, Life of Brian, Laguna Beach, and many, many more. But what we weren't expecting were extremely bronzed Guidos and Guidettes teaching us how to fist pump on the dance floor and living in constant fear we'd ever be referred to as a grenade. And thinking about it now, I wonder if all of those girls are okay. Especially that one girl that Ronnie or Mike referred to as a hippo that tried to fight Snooki on the deck. This is the first time I vividly remember a nation being divided. 50% for Jersey Shore and 50% couldn't stand it. But I am a whore for trashy TV. I think most of us have seen interviews and know the backstory of how they were all cast, but the fact that Snooki came in so hot and ready to party, which is exactly what they were there for, yet all of the roomies judged the hell out of her, especially the self-proclaimed sweetheart. To think we almost lost Snooki the first night, I'm not saying at all that Snooki was the show, but I truly believe Jersey Shore wouldn't have thrived if she had chose to go home. I get she was embarrassed. I mean, we've all been there, haven't we? Drinking to calm the nerves, and then over-drinking, and waking up the next morning not remembering a damn thing. So then you're embarrassed because who knows what you did the night before. And it consumes your whole mind, even though not a single soul is thinking about it. But imagine if she left, and as she's going through that, she gets punched in the face by some grown-ass man. It's unfortunate she was the victim of violence, but I really think that action molded the entirety of the show. The roomies all decided that they were there for a reason and they were going to love one another, and that's exactly what they did. What I do want to know is what happened for everyone to decide they were going to single Angelina out from the very beginning and make her time in the house insufferable. I'm sure she was wild and dramatic, but let's be real, weren't they all? I personally love Jersey Shore because it was completely authentic. There was no script at all. Everyone has said that in any interview that they've done or most recently on podcast. And there was no pickup scenes. There wasn't retakes. They had no idea what they were doing, but they held us all captive once a week to tune in to party. I think there's many shows or movies we all quote from time to time, but Jersey Shore lives in my mind daily. The No? Come on. That shit rocked the entire nation, and I still think it's so fucked up we all tuned in every week to watch a domestic violence relationship on national TV. Usually people are made to leave the house or the show, but for some reason MTV allowed that to carry on for 6 entire seasons. MTV is super fucked up, and I feel like I speak on this often. They thrive on exploiting underage teens, pregnant children, people fighting addiction and mental illness. Looking back, we all thought Vinny was the weird one. He had anxiety and had to leave. But grown me fully understands him leaving. I could not imagine living in that house with Ron and Sam's toxic bullshit every single waking moment of the day. On top of that, cameras in my face everywhere I turn. You can't leave the house unless you have someone with you. Or you call ahead of time to set up where you're going so they can be sure that they can film there. You have no connection to the outside world, and you had no private phone calls. I think you got one private phone call a week. I would fucking spiral. I don't blame him for choosing to go home for those few days, but back then I looked at him like, come on, like, why can't you handle this? I also wonder how the hell Pauly D has lasted so long in reality TV without dropping a single ounce of his own personal life. Like, that doesn't blow anyone else's mind. I think season 1 really set the tone, and then season 2 Miami was the absolute best season, and you cannot change my mind. Season 3 was the second best season. It was a wild ride, but it gave us everything that we needed in reality TV. Season 4 was Italy, and I believe this was the worst season mentally. It was very hard watching the meatball spiral, and I know everyone loved that, They were getting drunk all the time and running rampant through Italy, but something about it made me cringe. I couldn't fathom the spiraling. I can't do it. And then so much other stuff was off during Italy. I know Jenny went through a pretty serious situation right before they left for Italy. So she was in her own mindset then. Nikki was obviously dealing with some things. Mike was dealing with some things. I think that they were all very much struggling mentally and with probably some sort of addiction. It was a very dark, dark season. And then for them to come back from Italy, being away from their family and in a different country where they really couldn't do what they normally do, there was a lot of language barriers. They had to come right back to America and film again for season 5. And I think mentally and emotionally in season 5, they were drained. They did not want to be there, and I knew it was ending. And then season 6 was a doozy. I don't even really remember any part of season 6. I think it's the season I watched the least amount. And I also knew once Snooki announced her pregnancy, it was never going to be the same again. And I hate saying that, but it's true. And let's be real, we all love the thrill of watching these people get a little waisty pants and go out to the clubs, act a fool, and see which girl or guy was DTF. Once they started getting into relationships, I feel it wasn't as interesting, and I was right. Because as soon as season 6 came to an end, the show did as well. And the memory would continue. I think when they finally dropped the Jersey Shore family reunion, it was a treat. We got to see our favorite cast a few years later and see what they were up to and catch up and all of that stuff. But it was kind of like a where are they now? And they honestly could have ended there. They should have, in my opinion. But I guess they had such great feedback. MTV decided to bring them back for another round, which we know as Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Were we all excited? Yes. Has it lived up to expectations? No. Is it anything like the OG seasons? Absolutely not. They're all in relationships now with families, and I think if anything, they should have switched up how they film entirely and did it housewife style. I haven't really seen the Housewives, but from certain clips or just my assumption in general, I think that they follow each family around and see what they do family-wise, and then they all meet up for a dinner or something. I could be completely wrong, correct me, but that's pretty much how I think that they should have done Family Vacation. I would have loved seeing them film separately and like how they're all living their different family lives now, and then meet up for dinner like once a week. They could do Sunday dinners like they used to do. It's just not giving what we hoped it was going to give, and if I know I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this, but I'm not sorry about it. If it wasn't for Angelina, what would they actually have to film? We got an entire season based around her wedding, and then we got another entire season based around her divorce. It's just not fun anymore to me. They're not the wild young ones we all used to be. Sure, the OG seasons, we loved them. But it was exciting seeing what they'd come home with or what drama they could get into. Now, as adults, it's just not the same. And I have no idea how it keeps picking up more seasons. Am I going to continue to watch them? Absolutely, because my mama did not raise no quitter. And in the words of the situation, I didn't come this far to only come this far. Now, on to Floribama Shore. There's something real special about the South. The people are nicer, the sun is brighter, and Southern hospitality is a real thing. I wasn't interested in Floribama at first because, like everyone else, I thought they were trying too hard to ride Jersey Shore's coattail. And damn was I wrong. They were young, wild, and free. They all seemed to have such good vibes, genuine personalities, and there was a mixture of flavor in the house. The Jersey Shore cast were all scouted because they lived the same lifestyle, and Floribama was many different lifestyles brought into one house. There wasn't a cast member I liked more than the other, except for now, Amy's my bitch. It was something new and fresh with lots of drama and tears and so many comedic moments, and before I knew it, I was begging for more. I think where they failed Floribama was it was still a new show that wasn't fully developed. It didn't have a hardcore fan base yet because there are many people that think exactly how I did in the beginning and never gave it a chance. Right in the midst of something that could have been fucking great, the pandemic hit, and they had them continue to film with just the castmates. If this was already a molded show, it would have done great, but it wasn't. They didn't get the views that they should have, because who wants to watch just the roomies? We want to see Jeremiah's dance moves in the middle of a crowded bar, and we want to see Nelsa and Amy try to fight the Kayla Hoes of Panama City. No one is tuning in to watch them sit at the same house with just them. There's only so much they can do to try and make it entertaining. MTV went by those ratings, and just when the world started opening up again, got some of them together to film again and never told them they were canceling the show. This is allegedly. Is that how it actually happened? I truly have no idea, but that's what it looks like on the outside. I'm not even sure if MTV even had the decency of telling them they were even canceled. Either way, bad on MTV. Floribama could have thrived if they added new cast with the old and give it a go. I'm sure they're seeing all the views once they put it on Netflix. And I don't know, I loved Jersey Shore, the OG seasons. I cannot say the same about Family Vacation, but I feel the same way I felt about OG Jersey Shore with Floribama. It's something new and it's something exciting. And because of all of that, I got into Siesta Key as well. And Siesta Key is different. Honestly, it's hard to watch. It's hard to get through because there's not a single person on there that I would ride or die for. We all have our favorites of every reality TV, but there's not one single person on Siesta Key that I was like, fuck yeah, I'm rooting for you. You know? It was weird, but I couldn't stop pressing play. I binged that shit so quick, and honestly, the last season had me crying. I was like, I couldn't figure it out. They had me locked in though. Their hand was around my throat the entire goddamn time. And I was like, this can't be real. But they ended, and MTV actually gave them a proper goodbye episode, and they didn't even do that for Floribama. It's just like the lack of respect there. Are you kidding? All in all, I do not think that there will ever be anything like OG Jersey Shore ever again. And that's truly fucking traumatizing because that show molded an entire generation. I grew up on it. I know plenty of people that have, and it was just such a different time. Could you imagine in today's world getting away with calling people grenades and just being so open about DTF and all their habits right out in the open? It's mind-blowing to me, but I think that's why we all loved it. It was so, I don't know, it was just so well put together. Even though going back and hearing how it all started, it was such a fuck show, right? In what world? I know Vinny said he thought he was just going to maybe film one episode or something like that. He did not know that he was going to be staying in a house. And for the longest time, none of them even knew what type of show it was. I know in the beginning, it wasn't even supposed to be how it ended up being. It was going to be a competition show. I guess who was the bigger Guido or Guidette, which would have been interesting. But it seems like the only person who was ever voted out was Angelina from the beginning. And that's too bad for her because I've always said that I ride for Angelina. I don't ever think she was any more crazy or a bitch or anything more than any of the other females on the show. I think she stood her ground. I mean, they were all rude to her, right? They just pinned themselves all against her, and she was in fight or flight mode. She had to stick up for herself. So I don't blame her at all for anything that she did in the earlier seasons, and I'm so glad that she ended up coming back. And I like that they all, I don't know if they're friends outside of this, but I do think that they all have some sort of connection. And I like that because she is exactly like all of them. She just has a lot of issues, but who doesn't? I wish they would have given her a chance back in the beginning, the same way that they gave Snooki a chance, the same way that they gave Ron a chance over and over and over again. Or Mike. Look at everything that they have all done. You cannot tell me that Angelina has done worse than they have. It was just very mean girl vibes in the beginning, but I'm glad they're past that. Except for Mike. And this is my opinion on this whole thing. I truly do not believe Mike has changed at all. I think that him and Lauren play it up very, very well for camera. They seem like they try overly too much to be this perfect, well-changed couple, and you can see it. It pains him to act like this high and mighty ass person. You cannot tell me that he has changed. Look at all the stuff he has done to Angelina in just the family vacation. Why do you care so much to make a bore about what she's doing in her personal life? What did that have to do with anyone? Sure, people may have called them, and now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure no one called him. He called the people to verify whether something was real or not. But you could have easily just saw the text or the T and put your damn phone down. Why do you have to show? He took it upon himself to show the group chat that Angelina's not even a part of. I think that's fucked up as well, but he shows the group chat, and what was that any of his business? And for the same reason, I don't remember what season of Family Vacation it was. I've not done a rewatch of Family Vacation. I only watched it one time. But do you guys remember when Angelina and Jenny got into that fight where they both stood up at the table and Angelina brought up Jenny's divorce and Jenny got pissed? Well, how come it's okay for everyone else to bring up Angelina's relationship, but when she turns the tables, everyone gets pissed off and Angelina's in the wrong? And the fact that so many people agree with Jenny and the rest of the cast, why is that okay? And why do you guys think that's okay? It makes me question your judgment as well. I could never be friends with people that were judging me the way that they were and putting me in situations like that to where I had to feel like I was being watched all the time. Because that's exactly what she is. They're all watching her, and for what? If you don't like her, I get that, but you guys are all on the show. And then I was thinking, while I'm here, I don't think any of them actually enjoy the show anymore. I think now they're here because it's a paycheck, but you can kind of tell that they're all pretty much over it, and I don't think they're as close anymore that they portray themselves. The only time you ever see them get together really is right before they start filming, and then for a few weeks after they film, they still post each other or whatever. But other than that, you really don't see anything, any of them. It gives a weird vibe. I just don't think, I think they all outgrew each other, which is fine. I mean, when you're older, you outgrow people. You still love them, but from a distance. Like, you have your own life, you have your own family now, you're doing your own thing, and that's completely fine. But the way that they judge everyone, and the way that they judge Benny, especially, I remember this one episode. I think it's when they were in Vegas. I could be wrong, but Dina, Jenny, and Snooki, they were all drinking, and Vinny was sober. And the girls were all getting on to him, saying that he doesn't enjoy being around them. He doesn't let loose and have fun like he used to when he's around them, and he just seems miserable. And I think they're right, but also, who cares? I think he feels a certain way about them. I think he's completely fucking over it, if we're being honest. He goes for the... I can't even say it's for the money, because I'm sure he's making way more doing the Chippendales or whatever he's doing. But if you go back to last season, where he had Vin Day, and he was so excited for this because, once again, and he's right. If you listen to whatever he's saying, not one single time on Jersey Shore have they celebrated anything to do with Vinny. They have never, like, they pick on him for his jump rope stuff. They pick on him for his dancing. They're always picking on him, and they have never celebrated him. They've celebrated Mike in every way, shape, and form. They celebrated him coming home. They celebrate his birthdays, his anniversaries, his kids, whatever. Gender reveal, pregnancy reveal, all of that stuff. And sure, Vinny doesn't have a family, but you could at least throw him a party. You've thrown everyone else a party. And when Vinny was on Dancing with the Stars, he didn't know those people for, it couldn't have been longer than a year, and they all threw him a birthday party. And his roommates, who claimed to be his family for more than a decade, couldn't have even done that. I think that speaks volumes, and I don't blame Vinny if he was to say tomorrow that he's done completely with the show, because what have they done for him? He's just there for the ride. I think he enjoys Polly and Mike, and he's probably good friends with Polly outside of the show. But other than that, I think he's moved on, and good for him. And on that note, I'm signing out. Thank you for listening, and until next time, bye!